Mow Like a Pro. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goatley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. One of the truly unique features of turfgrasses is that unlike most other plants in the landscape, our lawn grasses tolerate regular mowing at amazingly close clipping heights. There's nothing we do more frequently in landscape maintenance than mowing the lawn, and there's nothing we do with a greater frequency of mistakes either. Here are some tips on how you can really mow like a pro. First, keep those blades sharp. The quickest way to improve lawn quality and turf health is to clip it with a sharp blade. And that sharp blade is also going to improve fuel use efficiency and extend your engine's life. So when's the last time you sharpened and balanced your mower blade? I recommend homeowners sharpen the blade at least 3 times per growing season. Starting the year off right with a sharp blade, perhaps one that was put in place when the mower was put away for the winter, sharpening it again in late spring to early summer, and then finally once more in mid to late summer. Are there other ways to cut grass besides rotary mowers? You bet. Reel mowers are alternatives to rotary mowers. These cutting units feature a stationary bed knife and a spinning cylinder of blades. These mowers are making somewhat of a comeback in lawn maintenance as our fuel prices and environmental awareness continue to increase. I see many of these units in the lawn and garden centers of most of our major discount stores each spring, usually costing about $100 per unit. These self-propelled units are certainly environmentally friendly because you provide the horsepower. These relatively cheap mowing machines work reasonably well on grasses that are maintained under 2 inches, but really aren't suitable for taller mowed turfs in the 2 to 3 inch range. Also, be aware that a reel mower requires specialized equipment to sharpen the cylinder of blades. This is a service that only specialty turf equipment stores likely can provide. These mowers are ideal for relatively small, flat, and intensively maintained lawns. The next tip is to match mowing heights according to your grass species and your situation. Most mowers have adjustments for raising and lowering the height. Be sure to set your mower on a solid surface such as a driveway or sidewalk and determine what height you get from various settings. Then set your mower's cutting height to match the appropriate height of cut for your particular grass. If your lawn has a whitish hue rather than a green color after you mow, it's a good bet that you're cutting too low. While there are some differences in tolerable cutting heights between the various species of warm and cool season turf grasses, a general rule of thumb is to clip them in the 2 to 3 inch range. For cool season turf grasses, it's always a safer bet to begin raising their cutting heights in late spring to early summer in order to maximize tolerance to environmental and pest pressure. Taller cutting heights at these times will actually help maintain the plant's root system. On the other hand, warm season grasses respond nicely to mowing on the lower side of the recommended range in the summer. They will show an increase in turf density. And be aware that mowing on a shorter side will almost always increase the frequency of clip. What about turf in the shade? Mow on the high side of the recommended range in order to maximize the plant's leaf area. Your lawn grasses are already at a huge competitive disadvantage to the trees in regards to light, water, and nutrients, so the grass needs some special attention in order to maintain as dense of a canopy as possible. Next, employ what we call the one-third rule of mowing. Perhaps you have heard this before. That is, never remove more than one-third of the leaf blade at any mowing event. Removing most of the foliage in a cutting event simply shocks the plant, forcing it to redirect its food resources from roots and stems towards the production of new leaves. If the turf has gotten away from you, resist the temptation to scalp it in a single mowing event. Instead, slowly drop the mowing height every 2 to 3 days while returning the turf to its ideal cutting height range. This approach takes a little patience, but it will maintain plant health and will prevent you from having unsightly piles of clippings that not only look bad, but can also shade and heat the turf below. Finally, return clippings as often as possible to your turf. Clippings really are nothing more than organic fertilizer for your lawn. And if you follow the one-third rule of cut, you'll never produce enough clippings to cause problems with your lawn. Many rotary mowers are already outfitted with mulching attachments that chop the clippings into even finer pieces that can be quickly broken down by the soil's microbes. You can reduce your turf's fertility needs and help the environment by keeping your clippings in your lawn. Do you need further information? For more detailed mowing tips, open the VT Turf link on the Turf and Gardens webpage to access a Breeze presentation entitled Mow Like a Pro. This PowerPoint presentation details the primary steps in mowing and mower maintenance that will improve your turf quality. Links to Virginia Cooperative Extension publications that specifically pertain to lawn maintenance can always be found at the Virginia Cooperative Extension webpage at www.ext.vt.edu. This site contains links to all VCE publications and contact information specific to your locale. Please contact your local VCE office if you require further assistance.